BP Exploration Alaska President John Minjay announced the gift at a meeting of the National Association of Corrosion Engineers International in Anchorage.
This $1 million is going to be to create the first asset integrity and corrosion lab in Alaska. For the university, this gift will create a sustainable facility. And it'll be sustainable because it will expand the university's corrosion engineering curriculum. It's going to dramatically increase the capability of integrity testing here in Alaska instead of having to send stuff outside. And the lab will be capable of conducting research and testing for multiple industries, not just for oil and gas.
The lab will provide an opportunity for students to get a stronger education, and that leads to better jobs, he said. The BP gift was accepted by UAA Chancellor Tom Case. The new lab is expected to be ready by fall. It will enable UAA's mechanical engineering program to expand its corrosion engineering curriculum and will provide hands-on training for future engineers. Matt Cullen is an assistant engineering professor at UAA who will be directing the new facility.
It just made a lot of sense. When we started developing the concept for this lab, you know, we sat down with some people at BP and we kind of asked the same question, like, why haven't we done this already? Like, it made so many sense on so many different, fronts that, it all it took was me coming in and pitching this idea, and it was obviously something that was a huge need. Because as soon as I started touching on these, what it would provide the industry, what it would provide to our students, I mean, the interest level just shot through the roof.
As North Slope infrastructure ages, recent corrosion problems have highlighted a need for corrosion engineers. Cullen says the lab will enable data to be studied in Alaska, not in Houston.
When I came up here and started hearing about a lot of the corrosion issues, I picked up the one corrosion course that we have. And, the more I looked at it, the more I thought, why are these tests being sent out of the state? Why are they sending failure analysis stuff off to Houston to be tested or, outsourcing stuff down to the lower 48? It just didn't make sense to me. We have this great university, a booming engineering program. Why aren't we doing it here? Sometimes all it takes is one person to just ask the question, and that's enough.
Cullen says the lab will be useful not only for the oil and gas industry, but for aviation, shipping, and water and wastewater facilities. The new lab is to be called the BP Asset Integrity and Corrosion Lab. BP has 2,100 employees and 6,000 contractors in Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.